Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harold Brown, Executive Chairman and CEO of Guidant Limited, which is a portfolio company of Tech Capital. TEK is ticker there. Harold, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good to see you and hear you again.
Yeah, well, listen, you've been busy. We're going to talk about three important news items you've released of late. Before we do that, though, Harold, for people maybe not familiar with Guidant, can you explain what it's about, please?
Yes, I can do that. Guidant is a software company building autonomous software pieces which run on top of the autonomous vehicle software, which is provided by car manufacturers or vehicle manufacturers. And on top of this AV software in the car or in the cloud from these manufacturers, we developed a piece of software as our first use case, which is called teleoperation. We call it, we put the teleoperation software in a remote monitoring and control center, which allows us to add an additional level of security to AVs, to autonomous vehicles, meaning we have a human in the loop. That's what we coined that word, human in the loop person, like a teleoperator sitting in a remote monitoring and control center, can monitor and oversee AVs. And then in case of a mishap, can take over control of that vehicle, get it out of harm's way, put it on the side, drive it to somewhere, and meaning we are steering that vehicle or operating that vehicle then from the remote monitoring and control center. So we have demonstrated that with many, many people, many investors, many customers. And so, as I mentioned, it is an additional level of safety that you have to have a human in the loop when you operate autonomous vehicles. And by the way, in some countries and in some states in the US, which getting more and more, they require that by law, that you have a human as a part of your autonomous vehicle. That can be done to have a safety driver in the vehicle, or we are displacing that with a teleoperator in a remote monitoring and control center, because the alternative to have a safety driver in a vehicle is, of course, economically not the best options for operators to do that. So that's what we do as the first use case. We have many others, but our first use case, which we go to market with, is the teleoperation software running in a teleoperation center, and of course, partially in a cloud. On top of this, we are also providing our own private network based on CBRS, so we can also provide mobile networks, private mobile networks. So that's in a nutshell what we do.
Yeah, okay, excellent stuff. And it's obviously a massively growing market there. So let's talk about these three bits of news. First of all, starting with a strategic alliance with Perrone Robotics. What's all this about, please, Harold?
Yes, Perrone Robotics is many years into AV software development. So they have also vehicles which they equip with their Tony kit, T-O-N-Y kit. And that Tony kit is a kit which they put into vehicles that can be Polaris, GEM, E6s, people mover equipment or vehicles. They can put it also in transportation vehicles, so 16, 20-seaters. And then this autonomous software will... or the vehicles with the autonomous software will be provided to customers. So they have deployments in the U.S. right now, and the company thought and had more and more requirements for teleoperation services. So we liked the company a lot. We worked together. We integrated our software. We started to work with the developers together, and we formed and announced at the Commotion event recently, I think it was 2 weeks ago in Miami. Normally Commotion is in Los Angeles, and now it's also in Miami. The next one is in Vancouver, a huge event. We announced a strategic partnership with Perrone Robotics at that event. They were also with us together at the booth at the Commotion event. So we put together our software, put that into vehicles, and provide the services, AV shuttle services, for example, for big campuses, for smart cities, for any area where AVs could operate.
Yeah, absolutely, marvelous stuff. And also working with AirSpan Networks to provide customers with connectivity. Can you explain this, Harold?
Yes, we did. Actually, AirSpan is a Boca-based company, and they are also on the New York Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is MIMO, M-I-N-O. And I know the company since many, many, many years, and they are not far away from our offices, actually, from our headquarters offices here in Boca Raton. And I know the CEO and chairman, Eric Stormstrom, since many, many, many years. And when I showed him what we're doing at Guidant, then, and I had my idea to not only do the connectivity via a public mobile network, and that we can also create an opportunity for a private mobile network in a geofenced area, such as in a campus, such as in a smart city project, and have a geofence private LTE network based on the citizen band standards, CBRS. He was very supportive. We actually built then around our office in a 1.5 mile by 1.5 mile area our own private network, which is consistent of an antenna, which is called E-Node B. That E-Node B antenna is on our roof, for example, at the office. Mm-hmm. And we have all other components functionality running in the cloud, which is for the switching services important and needs to necessary, actually. So meaning we have our own geofenced private network and run our vehicles in that private network as an option. So we can, you know, do it on a public network, mobile network, but we can do it also on a private mobile network. So, and we did actually file also a patent, our eighth patent. So we have now 8 patents, and the last one was, well, we believe that we have figured out to provide the lowest latency in the market, glass-to-glass latency, which is the glass of the monitor and the glass of the camera in the car. That latency is in around 30 milliseconds. We have proven that with the statistical analysis, and we have also, have figured out how to do that, in certain environments and with certain components. So that what we filed a patent with. And important is that we can do that and prove that in also a private network environment. That is AirSpan. AirSpan is our strategic partner for the mobility services in case a customer wants that. very important. Nobody in the market at the moment in that field can offer that. We can.
Yeah. Very interesting. And making advances there. And most recent bit of news here, you've been awarded a contract with the Jacksonville Transportation Authority. So explain some of this, Harold.
Yeah, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority is very forward-thinking in terms of AV and AV shuttle services, and they have a huge test environment there in Jacksonville. And they came out a couple of months ago with an RFP, a request for proposals for several areas, for vehicles, for software, for services, for charging. It was a big RFP, and we did compete in our section of tail operation. And last week, we got a letter, an award letter, that we were selected. And now the Transportation Authority's intent is to award us a contract, and the intent is to negotiate a contract with them. That, of course, is a huge win for Guidant in that tail operation field. And we're looking forward to work with the authorities together. So that, of course, is very, very good for us to work with that and contribute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marvelous stuff. So everything's going to plan then, Harold, and plenty of opportunities ahead.
I think so. I think, and you see these municipalities and these authorities thinking about it and influence the way of the direction autonomous vehicles and shuttle services and delivery services will be applied to municipalities. I think that's very important that we can show, you know, that we can do it, and that that is not PowerPoint presentation, that that is actually reality. Yeah. And that's what we showed also at the commotion event. We were there, brought our vehicle outside in the parking lot. We had a safe, a secured space in the parking lot, and we had our remote monitoring and control center inside the conference center, and we did demos with people in the car while driving the vehicle in the conference center. So there's all the time a wow effect, what can be done, and that it can be done safely and in a safe connectivity way. So things are moving in the right direction. Just before our call, I had another call with a huge German company on tail operation. And they don't want to build it themselves. They are checking the market and want to partner with people who have already tail operation, for example, right? So it is moving in the right direction, and we're very happy. We increased the team, and we have now almost doubled our size of the people involved in the company. And we're making progress.
Excellent stuff. Well, Harold, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Please. Yeah, thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.